Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the threat of fire across Northern California at this hour.
It's a very large plume of smoke. It's billowing up quite a bit, and it looks like quite a rapid rate of spread.
That's how residents are describing a new wildfire tonight, 8 miles southeast of Clear Lake. CAL FIRE is calling it the Rock Fire. It started about 4 o'clock this afternoon and has since exploded to more than 1,000 acres. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered in the Morgan Valley Rocky Creek Road area. Embers from that fire are sparking other spot fires, making this a fast-moving, difficult firefight. In fact, CAL FIRE Susan Blankenship says the fire conditions couldn't be much worse.
We're in triple-digit temperatures with 10% humidity, and the wind is south at about 11 miles per hour.
The Rag Fire, as we've been telling you for almost a week now, continues to flare up, at last count burning 7,500 acres near Lake Berryessa. Meanwhile, in the Sierra, the Lowell Fire is growing east of Sacramento and north of Lake Tahoe. It has burned 2,300 acres in Nevada and Placer County. Hundreds of homes have been threatened. That fire is 45% contained.
This kind of fire is not normally the kind of fire we get in July. This would be the kind of fire we would get in September.
September and October are traditionally the worst fire months of the year, but timing is everything during fire season, and the fire that broke out off Deerfield Road in Lafayette this morning broke out at the right time.
The early morning wildfire damaged no homes, injured no one, and was kept to 8 acres.
We got lucky that this happened so early in the morning.
Contra Costa County Fire Marshal Robert Marshall.
If this had happened, you know, at 4 o'clock this afternoon instead of 4 o'clock this morning, we would have had a very large fire on our hands.
He says this blackened hillside visible from Highway 24 near the Pleasant Hill exit should serve as a reminder.
And now to Santa Cruz and the 15-year-old accused of murder.
Justice demands the charges that we filed, and we filed them appropriately.
Murder with special circumstances are the charges filed today against Adrian Jerry Gonzalez. Gonzalez is suspected of sexually assaulting and then strangling to death 8-year-old Maddie Middleton on Sunday night. As KGO 810's Mary Liz Cortese reports, he'll be arraigned on those charges tomorrow in a Santa Cruz County courtroom.
Santa Cruz County District Attorney Jeffrey Rozelle says the boy's crimes warrant serious charges.
Those charges have been filed as an adult. We have filed charges of murder, including circumstances of lying in wait and committed during the course of a sexual assault and kidnapping.
Many members of the Tannery Arts Center community knew both the suspect that they call AJ and the victim, 8-year-old Madison Middleton.
I can only sit there and say that we lost two members of our community.
Rozelle says even if Gonzalez is tried and convicted as an adult, he cannot be sentenced to the death penalty because he is a minor.
Prosecutors believe Gonzalez, a neighbor, lured Maddie into his parents' apartment, sexually assaulted, and then killed the little girl before dumping her body into a recycling container. In national news, Benghazi continues to haunt Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Now the former Secretary of State is set to testify before a congressional committee on Benghazi in late October. The panel also expected to ask questions about a private email account used by Mrs. Clinton.
His Twitter feed allegedly had over 7,000 images and memes related to his support for ISIS.
A suspected terrorist sympathizer in custody tonight in New York. More from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
The feds arrested Arafat Naghi after they got some tips from members of his community in Lackawanna, New York, a suburb of Buffalo. U.S. Attorney William Hochul said the 44-year-old pledged allegiance to the Islamic State.
On two separate occasions, Naghi traveled from Lackawanna, New York, to Turkey with the intention of joining ISIL.
The complaint claims that while he was in Turkey, Naghi bought night vision goggles and other military-style equipment that could be used on the battlefield.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein is backing a drought relief bill that would spend $1.3 billion over the next 10 years, money for water storage, reservoirs, desalination, and other water projects in the Golden State. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Business owners, did you know that summer is a great time to hire the best people? With your competitors on vacation, there's less competition for quality candidates. But posting your job in one place isn't enough to find them. And when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with a single click. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Plus, be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate this summer. before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
It is 7:05 on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Menlo Park. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. 280 northbound just after Sand Hill Road. You got a multi-vehicle accident there and fluid across the road. It was blocking the left lane, but they're getting that all moved out. Traffic, though, is still nearly stopped back to just before Alpine Road. San Jose, northbound 880 on the ramp to southbound 101. You got a three-vehicle accident that is now out of the road, but there's debris in the roadway, so traffic's still stacked back to west heading. Heading into the city across the Bay Bridge, still slow going. You're bumper to bumper from the Toll Plaza all the way to the Skyway, and the Skyway westbound jam from Fremont to 101. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants are back in first place in the National League West after beating Milwaukee today 5-0. The A's and the Dodgers playing tonight in Los Angeles. First pitch just a few minutes away. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Boy, it was a hot one. 107 in Livermore. Napa checked in at 93. Santa Rosa, 96. At SFO, it was 81 degrees. Slightly cooler on Thursday, but you're still going to see some triple digits. Livermore, Kentfield, Napa. Beaches return to the 60s on Friday, 70s in Santa Cruz, mid-90s inland. The humidity moves in on Friday and into Saturday. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got lots of scorching hot temperatures. The hot spot is Livermore, checking in at 97 degrees. It's 96 in Fairfield, 84 in Napa. It's 70 in Oakland, 84 in San Jose, 70 in San Mateo. It's 65 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. Tonight, Christine Kraft is filling in for Drex. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty. She's always
crafty. Oh, Heather, you're so cute. Thank you. Yes, I am crafty, and I've got Heather with me. I'm in for Drex. Now, Heather, I was listening the other night, and I know whenever it's really hot, Drex plays his song about how freaking hot it is.
Oh, I wish I could play guitar. He did. He was like a snowman, and he just melted into a puddle.
So he's not here tonight, and it's left. We are here, and it will do a good job. And there are two names we have to talk about, and I'm sure you'll agree. One of them is the Lion Killer, Walter Palmer, Dr. Walter Palmer, who is a glitz dentist, a cosmetic dentist who likes to dress up or take his clothes off like Vladimir Putin and kill cheetahs and tigers and lions and all of that. That story, and then more seriously, obviously, and local and just heartbreaking, out of Santa Cruz, obviously the death of 8-year-old Madison Middleton. And the guy who is charged is a 15-year-old. They've charged him as an adult. Adrian Jerry Gonzalez, AJ Gonzalez, apparently lived in the same apartment complex. And what I haven't heard yet, and maybe you have or John Lobertini has, I haven't heard anyone say he apparently lured her. They allege he lured her to his parents' Santa Cruz house or apartment and wrapped her in duct tape, took advantage of her sexually. I mean, there are all kinds of charges, obviously. Killed her, dumped her in a dumpster, and apparently they have video of him dumping the body, It's pretty disgusting and all of that. But I haven't heard anyone address who is A.J. Gonzalez. We heard in some of Mary Liz Cortese's report from Santa Cruz about how the neighbors thought they'd lost two, they couldn't believe this was him. They'd lost two beloved members of the general community, etc. I want to know where A.J. Gonzalez's parents are. Did that cross your mind? I mean, he just has access to, he's 15. Where are the parents?
Yeah, I haven't seen them interviewed yet.
Not a peep, and he'll be arraigned tomorrow. So we want our listeners to know, everybody obviously is talking about this case. I do know one thing. Apparently he was some kind of yo-yo champion and expressed some dark, semi-suicidal thoughts on his Instagram or Facebook postings and the like. And we also, of course, we wanted to get Candace DeLong on tonight, but she is not available this evening. And and she had some things to say about this as well, didn't she?
Yeah, for sure.
And basically that she had seen this kind of person before in terms of these neighborhood rapes and murders where it's a a first-time experience, and the person is generally not very adept at hiding the evidence. I mean, if he killed this child on the spot there and then buried her, put her body in the dumpster, that's obviously someone who doesn't understand forensics and how easy it would be to find him. That typically they're a loner, a loser, et cetera. We don't know much about him. And I would just put out this call. I know Heather would second me on this. If you're down in Santa Cruz listening to KGO tonight as we talk about this, and we'll talk about it on and off throughout the evening, if you know anything about A.J. Gonzalez, this young man who is now charged as an adult in the murder of this young girl, give us a call at 8080-810. That would be good. Yes. 8080-810 right here at KGO. Tell us a bit about these two people, A.J. Martinez and his parents. You know darn well that some of these Republican candidates for the presidency, and particularly Donald Trump, are probably holding their breath thinking, oh my God, maybe he's illegal, then we can make some political hay out of that.
Right.
I know. And of course, the other thing we have to discuss, because I was listening to Chip Franklin today and I was almost, you know, throwing pillows at the radio, my pillows at the radio. Here, take this, your pillow, I'll give you your pillow. And it was, he's saying, well, it's the only reason we care is because we relate to this beautiful line to our little kitty cats at home. Au contraire, Chipster. And that, you know, his point was that we have this vast industry which tortures and kills animals, and we don't get upset about that. But when someone kills a lion and it's been done many times before, we get all upset about it and maybe care more about that than some other things that are going on in the world. And he said, it's really terrible because there are people posting on Yelp and elsewhere on this dentist's page, I guess, that they want, some of them go very far. They want to see him killed in various devices, boiled in a pot, whatever, or whatever it takes. He said they want to hang him, and they want to hang his children. They're threatening his life. He's had to go. He's hiding. And I said, I don't want to hang the guy. I wouldn't mind seeing him stuffed and mounted on the wall, however. So did I say that? I did. Yes, I feel very strongly about this, and I welcome your calls, 8080-810. Now, and I have to ask just generally, you know, because we've talked about this, Heather, what is it about, you know, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel brought it up the other night, too. What is it about these hunters, especially in this beautiful lion that they bait off of a preserve, use a bait animal, get it off the preserve so they can shoot it? The guy is an arrow expert. He's an archer extraordinaire. He has killed all but one of the major big five kills on the National Let's Kill Animals Archers Club. I forget what it's called, but he's internationally ranked, this dentist. And I have some of the quotes, some of the things that he said in the past about his joy of the kill. It's really quite something. In fact,
yeah.
Here's
wasn't he featured in a New York Times article about that sort of thing?
Well, there is one picture of him with 175 cheetah hanging over his very muscled, you know, flexed arm, and he's topless, much like Vladimir Putin. So he sort of shares some of that. He says that he had this big game hunter guy and another landowner who the authorities of Zimbabwe have already arrested. They're seeking out this dentist who has disappeared. He says that he's capable of skewering a playing card from 100 yards with his big compound bow. So would you want this guy with his mouth, with his hands in your mouth doing your dentistry, I ask you?
It's just not manly. I mean, I think Kimmel points that out, and we have audio whenever you want to roll it. But does to me.
And exactly. I want to know. So I'll just ask the hunters out there generally, or people who support this guy, do you get the stiffy, fellas, those of you who are hunters, and some of them are women, but do you get a stiffy when the animal cries out in anguish, you know, repeatedly over 40 minutes after they've shot him with the bow, and he's already been hit by the arrow? They stalk him for 40 minutes and he's wounded, and then finally we caught you now, and they shoot him. Do they get a stiffy when the animal cries out in anguish, or perhaps when the animal is achieving full rigor mortis, or both? I'm not sure. So we do welcome your calls on that as well. 8080-810 is the phone number. We'll listen to Jimmy Kibble. We also have Jimmy Kimmel. We also have a guest from the Los Angeles SPCA, do we not?
It's true. Madeline Bernstein, yeah.
And she'll have a lot to say about this. So I think it's break time, but you know better than I do.
That's right. Traffic. And we have Lee Graham is watching over the freeways around the Bay Area for us.
Thank you, Heather. Eastbound 24, I just want to let folks know construction is causing stop and go in two heavy stretches. The first is from just before 13 as you're heading to the Caldecott Tunnel. You're clear past the tunnel until you get to St. Stephen's Drive where it drops back to stop and go. And from there, you're going to be crawling along almost to Happy Valley Road. Back to Menlo Park, 280 northbound just after Sand Hill Road. That multi-vehicle accident is clearing. Traffic is moving, but still stop and go back to Alpine Road. And in San Jose, northbound 880 on the ramp, southbound 101, there's an accident there that they're actually clearing up now. It's Allen Road. Traffic stop and go back to North Bascom Avenue. That is a slight improvement. Los Gatos, southbound 85 at Winchester Boulevard, an accident involving an overturned vehicle, also clearing. But that jam up is extremely heavy, and you're relaxing now from as far back as 280. Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big during their triple bonus mattress sale. Enjoy free white glove delivery, free setup, and they'll even take away your old mattress. Mancini Sleep World, call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
At Chase, we're committed to helping small business owners grow and manage cash flow, like Mike Maloney, owner of Coda Longboards.
We are moving so rapidly as a small business. What we were looking for in a partnership with a bank was a one-stop shop where we could do everything that we needed, and we found that in Chase. We're building up our InCard rewards on our everyday purchases and through merchant services. We get paid within 24 hours for credit and debit card processing, and I can see that money being deposited directly into our business checking account. I cannot tell you how important that is for managing the cash flow of a small business.
Chase is proud to support businesses like Coda Longboards and yours. Watch Mike's story and find out how Chase can help your business at chase.com/business solutions. Chase, so you can.
Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval and not all clients are eligible for next day funding. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. Deposit products provided by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC. Merchant services are provided by Paymentech LLC, a subsidiary of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our triple bonus mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810.
I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex. Heather's with me, and we are going to talk next to Madeline Bernstein. She is the director down at the LA SPCA, and she's got some thoughts, I imagine, about the big story about Dr. Walter Palmer. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, I would say very well, but I'm seething. So I don't like that. It's not good for my blood pressure, you know? Come on.
I know. It's just like really one big horrible ugh, you know? Horrible.
And people are confused. He didn't do anything that violated the law in this country in terms of this particular kill, although he's had his run-ins with telling the truth about the animals he's so-called taking with his bow. Apparently, he's gotten all but one of the five big game kills for his international let's go kill innocent, beautiful animals for fun and sport here. Have you ever done any inquiries into the psyches of people who kill animals for at this level of, you know, big game hunting? That's not something you run into at the LASPCA, or is it?
Well, you know, California, as you know, has hunting seasons, and I do find myself sometimes testifying on various issues about bears or whatever, where I am in an audience with hunters. And what's funny is, I can't psychoanalyze them, but like among them, for example, the hunters that use guns tell me, well, if you think I'm bad, you know, the bow hunters, you know, the crossbow guys, the bow and arrow guys, they're the worst, you know. But I think a lot of the hunters, even the ones, you know, that are using the bow and arrows, or they're using, you know, they spray things, they use GPS devices. I mean, there's nothing really about any of this that's a fair fight, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. But now, just tell me the truth here, Madeline. Are you, and I'll admit to being like this, when they have the annual running of the bulls, you know who I'm rooting for?
Oh, well, you know,
well,
I just wrote a blog piece about, it's called Bull. I mean, if you're interested in some, I wrote a blog today about Cecil, too, but if you're interested in that, I have one called Bull that I just wrote because there were a couple of goring incidents. And, you know, so I just got into one of my rants about bullfights and matadors and goring. And my blog site is This Bitch Craves Attention. You can take a look at it.
Did you get that, Heather? Let's put
it. Yeah.
This bitch craves attention. Gotcha.
This bitch craves attention, animal welfare. And you'll see one if you just look. It's called The Bull. And I went into just sort of a tantrum there. But what's particularly irksome about this kill and others like it is that it has all the markings of a canned hunt. And even sometimes the worst hunters that I've had conversations with about, you know, hunting is fun or it's wildlife management or, you know, whatever, is that none of them respect these guys that pay lots of money to go to places where there are old, dilapidated animals that, you know, have come from zoos that trust humans, and they're in a confined space, and they'll walk right up to the hunter expecting a treat, and then the hunter shoots them and thinks that this is big game hunting. And this particular
and
thing
poses
involving
with the victim, and then poses proudly with the victim. Look what
exactly.
I killed.
Exactly. And this thing with Cecil is so infuriating, first of all, because, you know, I like to believe that I can fix everything, and, you know, of course I can't fix this. But this was a lion that was a tourist attraction. He was in a protected area in a national park in Zimbabwe where no harm is supposed to come to the animals there. Tourists, you know, are always around. And so this particular lion probably didn't fear humans as much as the average, you know, lion truly found in the wild, you know, that would defend himself. And he literally, they lured him with some bait. And, you know, these, I mean, he walked right into it because he didn't think anything would happen to him. And this is what's completely infuriating about that. You know, where is the sport? Even if you believe
I'll tell you where the sport is, Madeline. Come on, you guys know where the sport is. When you shoot with the crossbow and it's mortally, gravely wounded, but it's still going to run and try to get away from you for the next 40 minutes, and you hound it down and you stalk it every single second, every single minute of those 40 torturous minutes as it's crying out in anguish or trying not to. And then when you get atop it, you've been up 40 hours. What a man you are. Then you shoot it
right
and pose with it.
Right. But see, the sport there is not the sport of hunting. It's a blood sport because the animal came up to him, he wounded it, and then Cecil suffers for 40 hours, losing blood, in pain, getting
That's
weak.
Right.
So the excitement for these guys is that. It's not the danger, you know, or risk of some exotic adventurer that in their minds they think they are, that are, you know, facing down big game, you know, at great peril to themselves.
So what do we do to him back here? If he's in Zimbabwe, they can arrest him, they can prosecute him. I doubt that would happen. We don't know where he is. In any event, his practice shut down for the day. People in front with stuffed lions,
right,
protesting, etc. And then all the discussion on the internets and everywhere else about wishing him harm and feeling very passionate about this. That'll
right.
fade. But
yeah.
what should happen? What will happen to him? People will just forget, won't they?
Well, you know, I don't know if people will forget. I mean, what should happen is that it's very possible that he could be extradited back there where at least the evidence is there, the witnesses are there, the guides that were arrested, you know, who supposedly he gave $55,000 to lure the lion out of the protected
area. But I don't
area.
Know what the status of extradition to Zimbabwe from the
so
United States
I've been
would be.
Looking into it in anticipation of this phone call.
Thank you.
And basically there's like a dual treaty type of thing where if a crime is a crime in both places, it's a very easy extradition. And the crime that you have to locate in the United States to qualify, or that he could even be prosecuted under in the United States, mm-hmm. seems to fall under a federal law called the Travel Act, which means that you, if you travel to a foreign place to commit
a criminal act,
right, then you can be prosecuted here for it. And the criminal act, oddly enough, would not be the lion kill, but it would be bribing the guides or an illicit payment, or something having to do with the other part of the transaction that got him to the lion. So,
in other words, a stretch that we could be hopeful about, but realistically, probably unlikely, I think.
You know, whether or not the federal government, you know, it would involve a U.S. attorney, obviously, going and deciding, you know, to investigate to see whether the elements of the crime were met. But, you know, sometimes the stretch is what gets things done. I mean, Al Capone
That's
went down
right.
on tax charges. So
That's right.
sometimes, you know, you have to bypass, you know, the big glaring, you know, elephant in the room, so to speak, in this case, Cecil, and get to perhaps a transactional crime.
Because elephant reminds me, Heather and I were talking about this before. Did you know that Donald Trump, speaking of someone very much in the news, who
it's
actually
done.
I think is, let yeah. Trump be Trump. The more Trump, the merrier. Because I see how it all plays out, I think. It's good for those who, well, anyway, don't want some right-wing nut to win. Anyway, let Trump be Trump. Let him speak more, not less. But his two charming sons, as you know, Madeline, because you know what I'm going to say, they make great sport and have a great time going off to Africa and killing all sorts of animals similar to this fellow, big game. I mean, big game.
Right.
Not using bows and or not using crossbows, but using guns.
Right.
And
or
elephants.
Trump
they particularly
huge.
Enjoy. Yeah, he particularly enjoyed killing the elephants, chopping up their tails, and presumably bringing them back for dad's wig.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know what they're overcompensating for. I mean, it's
right.
really outrageous. Somebody told me on my way home today, and I don't know if it's true, that this Palmer guy was caught once before poaching a bear.
Yes, that's correct. Hey, we got a break for news, ladies, and when we come back, we'll talk more about that bear trophy hunting in general, the wildlife, and I assume, Madeline, that you know something about what might be happening with Cecil's cubs now that Cecil's gone. Let's go to John Lubertini in the KGO newsroom.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Now totally free of my glasses and contact lenses thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. So what about you? Are you finally ready to do something about your contact lenses and glasses? Then this may be the perfect time, because now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by Labor Day, you'll get a free pair of lower bowl tickets to a 49ers game this year at the new Levi's Stadium. Here's your chance to grab a pair of these valuable 49ers tickets and watch the 49ers destroy somebody.
But remember, you must complete all laser LASIK by Labor Day. So before these 49er tickets are all gone, call now to get your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
Boo! ER.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott High Revision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Once upon a time, a man walks into a corner store. He's greeted with a profound question.
What can I get you?
He utters the inevitable words.
Deluxe Heaven's playbook, please.
The man looks deeply into its glossy pages and scratches a game filled with priceless rubies. He turns the page and beholds five more games.
Wow.
Start your own Scratchers story with the Deluxe Sevens Playbook by the California Lottery and get lost in six pages of Scratchers. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
It is 7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, remembering a fallen police officer. A private viewing is taking place tonight in Hayward for Sergeant Scott Lunger. Lunger, who was killed during a routine traffic stop last week, will be publicly honored tomorrow during a funeral service so large it had to be moved to Oakland's Oracle Arena. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
We're staying incredibly busy putting together the most epic, honorable celebration of life tomorrow.
Chief Diane Urban briefing the media one last time before tomorrow's service. She says Lunger was an officer who loved the ceremonial, and they won't disappoint.
And to have that Oracle Arena filled with people who love and support would be so very, very meaningful.
Sergeant Lunger, who leaves behind two grown daughters, the first Hayward officer to be killed in the line of duty since 1987.
And now to the fire lines.
It's a very large plume of smoke. It's billowing up quite a bit, and it looks like quite a rapid way to spread.
That's how residents were describing a new wildfire tonight. That was earlier this afternoon. The fire burning 8 miles southeast of Clear Lake. Cal Fire is calling it the Rock Fire. It started about 4 o'clock this afternoon and has since exploded to more than 1,000 acres. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered near Morgan Valley and Rocky Creek Roads. In fact, Cal Fire Susan Blankenship says fire conditions couldn't be much worse.
We're in triple-digit temperatures with 10% humidity, and the wind is south at about 11 miles per hour.
The Rag Fire, as we've been telling you for almost a week now, continues to flare up not far from there, at last count burning 7,500 acres near Lake Berryessa. Higher interest rates could come later this year, but the Federal Reserve Bank says it wants to see more economic gain and higher inflation before it gives the green light. Most are betting on this fall. Debris found off the coast of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean could be that from missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Mary Schiavo, a former inspector general with the U.S. Department of Transportation, says it is possible for debris to float a very long way.
I have worked plane crashes where it has traveled hundreds or thousands of miles. It just depends what the part is, and if there was air trapped in that wing, it's possible to ride with the currents.
The London Daily Mail is reporting a 6.5-foot piece of wreckage was found on a beach covered in shells. Flight 370 vanished in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Protesters gathered outside the suburban Minneapolis office of a dentist believed to have hunted and killed a protected lion in Zimbabwe. Walter Palmer has said he believed the hunt to be legal and didn't know about Cecil's protected status. But now Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton is weighing in.
Just horrible. I'm just so disgusted with that man and shoot any lion, but lure a lion like that out of the preserve and shoot him. I mean, how could anybody think that's sport? Just appalling.
In Zimbabwe, two men were in court today charged with the killing of Cecil. Palmer is referring patients to other dentists.
It basically helps the university better understand and meet the diverse needs of its students.
Diversity is taking on a whole new meaning at UC Berkeley. Students are now identified on applications by ethnicity and sexual orientation. More from KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
There are now six gender choices on the UC applications, says Kate Mosier with the Office of the President.
Male, female, trans male, trans man, trans female or trans woman, gender queer or gender nonconforming, or different identity.
She says this isn't the only thing they're doing to make people feel more comfortable on campus.
UC is initiating a two-year project to promote interdisciplinary study of genders and sexualities.
UC is also putting in gender-neutral bathrooms and changing rooms.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Today on FleetSpray.com, you can also read up on the side effects of imidacloprid, moxidectin, pyrethrin, and other widely sold flea and tick poisons. Or you can avoid those grisly side effects altogether. Switch to new Nomo Flea. New Nomo Flea flea and tick spray kills fleas and ticks with no poison. It's made from vegetable oil. Nomo Flea dissolves the hard shell of a flea or tick on contact, so the moist insides of that flea or tick just dry up. No more flea instantly. No more ticks soon thereafter. Best of all, no more poison ever. New No More Flea is totally safe for dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, kids, babies crawling around on the kitchen floor. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. You can throw away the flea and tick poisons lurking under your kitchen sink. Just as soon as your 30 or 60-day supply of new No More Flea arrives from fleaspray.com. Fleaspray.com. FLEASPRAY.com.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center for you at 735. Lee, how's it looking out there?
John, getting better, but still quite a few messes to mention. I want to go back to the South Bay where they're cleaning up a couple of accidents that still are creating heavy jam-ups. San Jose, northbound 880, was an accident on the ramp to southbound 101. It's still clearing. Traffic is moving, but it's not unwinding as quickly as I expected it to. You're still stop and go back to North Bascom Avenue. Los Gatos, southbound 85 at Winchester Boulevard. They had an overturned vehicle there that's out of the road, and they're clearing that up. Traffic is still bumper to bumper, however, back to 280. And in Richmond, eastbound 80 at Carlson Boulevard, a fender bender that was in the left lane has been moved to the right shoulder. Your stop and go to just before the Hoffman split. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly new flights to any one of 10 cities all summer long. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants are tied with the Dodgers for first place in the National League West following a 5-0 win over Milwaukee today. The A's and the Dodgers are going at it down in Los Angeles, no score in the first. Well, I don't have to tell you it was hot around the Bay Area today, but this is how hot. 107 in Livermore. Napa checked in at 93. Santa Rosa at 96. It was even 81 degrees out at the airport in San Francisco. It's going to be slightly cooler on Thursday, but you're still going to see triple digits inland. Livermore, Kent Field, Napa. Beaches returned to the 60s on Friday, 70s in Santa Cruz, mid-90s in many inland communities. And then the humidity is going to arrive, and your Saturday is going to feel hot and muggy. Right now, around the Bay Area, the hot spot is Livermore, checking in at 93 degrees. It's 79 in Dublin, 64 in Pacifica, 79 in Napa, 64 in San Francisco, 82 in San Jose, at 66 in Oakland. The Direct Radio Show continues with Christine Kraft tonight. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex. Heather is with me. And let's play the first of two clips, Jimmy Kimmel, on the subject of Cecil the Lion and his killer.
And the news report said they suspected it was a Spaniard who did it, who shot the animal. And I have to admit, when I saw it, I was so relieved it wasn't an American. I really was. I was like, this is terrible, but thank God it wasn't one of us for once. And then I went online this morning and learned that turns out it was an American. It was one of us. If you want to make this into a positive, you can, okay, I'm good. Make a donation, support them at the very least. Maybe we can show the world that not all Americans are like this jackhole here, this dentist, the top dentist.
So that was edited, of course. It was the very beginning of his monologue, and then the very end where he clearly choked up. And just because I edited it out, I will throw back in for your edification. The website that he was referring to that people could donate to is wildcru.org. So it's wildcru.org, and that's the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit who were responsible for initially collaring Cecil the Lion.
And you know what? This guy killed him, and he was going to take the head, and he decapitated him and took the skin, and they have confiscated that. So he's not going to be able to hang the poor Cecil's head and skin on the wall in his magic chamber he goes into with all these carcasses of these animals.
Oh, that's what I was really curious to know. So Zimbabwe has Cecil's head now?
Cecil's head is in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Good.
Now we got to find the other guy. Find him. We have another clip, don't we? Is there one?
Yeah, this is the middle section where he was, being more funny and taking swipes at Palmer.
The big question is, why are you shooting a lion in the first place? I mean, I'm honestly curious to know why a human being would feel compelled to do that. How is that fun? Is it that difficult for you to get an erection that you need to kill things that are fat? If that's the case, they have a pill for that. It works great. Just stay home and swallow it, and you save yourself a lifetime of being the most hated man in America who never advertised Jell-O pudding on television. If you're some a-hole dentist who wants a lion's head over the fireplace in his man cave so his douchebag buddies can gather around it and drink scotch and tell him how awesome he is, that's just vomitous.
That's my favorite.
That's so rich. Brandon's been waiting a long time, and I know Madeline's still with us from the LASPCA, but Brandon's been waiting a long time. Let's let him have a few words here. Hi, Brandon in San Jose. You're on KGO.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're very terrific.
So I just wanted to speak up as a person who is an avid hunter, that not all of us are like that, and I personally find this man completely reprehensible. For somebody who's only 30 years old, I'm about as old-fashioned as it gets. I hunt for a very different reason than most people. There are many animals that I find have such a majesty to them that I would never even point a weapon at them. Like this, I get worked up talking about this, but I hunt because I can't condone or support the way animals are treated in corporate farms for meat in America. And so I hunt so that the meat on the table at my house comes from a place where I know an animal had a good, long existence before I took it out as humanely as possible.
Oh, and instead of being caged in a box,
everything is used.
Instead of being caged in a box and mistreated in a factory farm situation, it was running freely and eating an acorn when you popped it.
And I will say that I used to hunt with a bow, and I had a bad experience at one point where I was hunting a deer, and he moved just enough that it didn't take him down on impact, and I have never felt so horrible in my life.
Good.
And any person that's ever hunted an animal and told you that they got any kind of joy out of killing an animal has no conscience, because I've done it a million times to feed my family for no purpose other than to feed my family, and I have felt guilt, remorse, nausea every single time.
Thanks for weighing
never
in,
had
Brandon.
A situation, I've never had a situation where I've enjoyed it.
Thanks, Brandon. That's a terrific call, actually.
It was eye-opening, yeah.
What about Hugh in Petaluma? What do you think, Hugh?
Oh, we lost Hugh, sorry.
Did we lose Hugh?
Yeah.
Are you there, Madeline?
Yes.
Well, that was kind of touching. I mean, I saw his point, because when you think about the factory farming of animals beyond hideous. All those videos are available. In fact, speaking of other things related to this, I know Heather and I were talking before about the famous Birkin bag made of either leather or alligator, right? Isn't that what it is?
Alligator or crocodile. PETA had a stunning video up about a month ago, I want to say, showing how they kill and take the skin of the alligator.
You mean it's not humane that they skin them alive and use blowtorches and all kinds of charming things? And Ms. Birkin, who is still alive, this icon of great fashion, right, said, "Do not stop distributing that bag. I don't want my name on it." I'm not sure if she can do that, but it is having an impact. Don't you think that things are getting a tad bit better, Madeline, in terms of general consciousness about animals?
Yes. I mean, it's for me, it just boils down to respect. If you're hunting, as the caller was talking about, hunting to feed his family, or before there were factory farms and before there were supermarkets and people hunted, you know, to feed the family and make warm blankets, and you know, they would only hunt what they needed, and they would respect what they were doing. They would respect and thank that animal for providing that. That's, you know, the area, that's the thing that's missing when you get these, you know, guys that just want to go out and kill for killing's sake, or watch life go out of a living thing's eyes, or just, you know, think that it's super macho to do it. They have no intention of doing anything but creating a trophy. There's a lack of respect. And I think we've made some progress in 2015 where people are at least aware of what's going on, where their food is coming from, you know, what they're wearing, and can move in the direction of at least respecting animals and not, you know, gratuitous cruelty just for the sake of it. We're nowhere near done here, you know, but to me, very often it just comes down to that, and the complete lack of it in the case involving Cecil is just, in all these types of situations, it's just heartbreaking.
But we know something, Heather, you said about Cecil had cubs.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what's going to become of them?
The current theory is that there's another lion. This is the other issue if you're talking about wildlife management and hunting, and is that another myth or whatever. But very often, the wildlife communities take care of themselves, and they manage their population and they manage their community. And the fear now is that the second male in command, who's going to step in as leader, and the fear is that he's going to kill the cubs so that the future cubs are his.
Yeah, he needs to have his bloodline.
That's the going theory. Yeah, his bloodline. And it's very possible.
Well, Madeline, thank you very much for all of your insight into this and your thoughts about it and your rage about it. And I guess the only answer is that he will experience social people will frown upon him. I'm not sure if he'll ever be prosecuted.
People will frown on him. I mean, he's not earning his income right now. He's hiding. Mm-hmm. And I think there's enough rage. I'm going to be Pollyanna, which is so contrary to my nature. I'm going to say that there's just enough rage and enough, you know, two-country anger that maybe something will come of this.
Yeah, can we get rid of trophy hunting again in this world?
Well, first of all, there are loopholes, you know, in the Endangered Species Act. I mean, and there's, you know, loopholes in whether or not an American, you know, Jimmy Kimmel made this thing about, oh, my God, I hope it's not an American. But the truth is that an American, you know, the laws that apply to Americans in this country, you know, they don't apply to them in other countries. So you could change the Endangered Species Act or some of these laws to specifically say, you know, that as far as Americans go, they can't go into someone else's country and kill a threatened, you know, or an endangered species or a species that, you know, is threatened in their country if it's not threatened in this country. Because, you know, there's loopholes with this. I mean, the lion is not yet threatened in the United States. So even bringing home the head and the body would be legal, whereas if it were on a list, it would not be. So, you know, there could be some legislative tweaks that won't solve the poaching problem, and it won't, you know, cure whatever is in the minds of hunters. You know, Jimmy Kimmel's, you know, he said it, so I didn't have to get crude. You know, whatever the psychology behind this, you know, is, but it would start to erode the possibilities and would provide remedies if you had a situation like this. Now it's really going to come down to either extradition or a transactional crime that can be hooked into a federal crime here.
Sounds good to us. Okay, thanks again for joining us, Madeline Bernstein of the Los Angeles SPCA. And we do need to check those roadways around the San Francisco Bay Area. They're just as bad as LA's, I tell you. It's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Heather. We'll start in Livermore. This look at traffic's brought to you by FlexAlert.org. Eastbound 580, a bit of a slow ride right now. Traffic will slow down on you some at South Vasco Road, and from there it's going to be sluggish out to the 205 split. So it's much better than it was even half an hour ago. Mountain View, southbound 101, a new accident at Ellis Street in the center divider. That's got traffic pushing back to North Rangsdorf now. San Jose, northbound 880, they're still trying to clear up an accident on the ramp to southbound 101. It is, of course, out of the road. Traffic is improving. Your stop and go back to the Alameda now. Again, that's an improvement. Heading into the city on westbound 80, you've got no issues really crossing the Bay Bridge until you get to just before Fremont on the upper deck, and then it's stop and go to 101. In fact, both directions of the Skyway, let's face it, are bogged down heavily. Northbound 101, if you're coming in that way, you're going to drop to stop and go with Cesar Chavez, and from there up to the 80 split. Past that, though, you're good to go. Let's hear it for hands. Highly skilled, they can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a FlexAlert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at FlexAlert.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of the Nick Fertucci Real Estate Academy. Over the last few years, my elite team of committed house flippers has been using my three-step fortunes and flipping system to buy and sell properties for quick profits and long-term financial gains. Now it's your turn to have the same investor success. For a limited time, I will send anyone that calls a free copy of my fortunes and flipping kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid. There's no catch. I even pay the shipping cost. In my free kit, I eliminate all the guesswork and I break down the process for evaluating properties for a quick turn and instant profit. And I show you how to access some very unique financing programs to finance your deal.
Call 1-800-716-1936 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-716-1936 in the next 20 minutes. And Nick will also give you free tickets to a live training, which includes a free meal coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-716-1936. That's 800-716-1936 and get your free kit now.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
You may not realize how dirty your carpet is until you see it cleaned by Zero Res. Take advantage of the July summer special. Three rooms clean for $119 and a 10-foot hallway clean for free. 877-321-0739.
Hey, it's Jennifer Jones Lee. Do you like to go on big weekend walks or runs? Well, here's your chance to do it for a good cause. It's the 39th annual Oral-B Glide Floss Bridge to Bridge Run Sunday, October 4th, benefiting the Special Olympics of Northern California. A 5 or 12K run or walk from the Bay Bridge to the Golden Gate. Register for all the fun at bridgetobridge.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I'm gonna carry on. Are you as confident as you should be when it...
I am Christine Kraft. Heather is with me. Drex is not here. He melted in the heat, we think. He was feeling kind of crummy last night, and so he's feeling crummy tonight, and I'm here in his stead. And you say you got a good call there in Concord. Jim in Concord, you're on KGO.
I think, like everybody, this kind of hit me pretty hard, even though I know all about factory farming and hunting. I grew up in Texas. I lived on a ranch. I hunted. As a boy, I had a gun, would go out and shoot, just gratuitously shoot, because it was what people did. But, you know, this guy, this lion, he was special. You could tell he was a good dad. He was beautiful. I mean, you could just tell that it was, well, anyways, it was heartbreaking. But the solution to me is that I'm 59 years old now. I worked in a slaughterhouse when I was in high school, did all that stuff. But I'm a vegan now. And I think the solution is just don't eat meat. It's just don't eat it. I mean, hunting.
If you don't eat it, you're less likely to have a heart attack or a stroke, which is what kills most of us. You're less likely, if you don't eat barbecue, to ever get prostate cancer, colon cancer, or breast cancer by about a factor of 35%. Isn't an easy transition.
You're 100% likely to not kill an animal.
And torture it.
Because you're driving a car. So, you know, But it's just, you know, and I don't know what it's going to take. For me, what it took was just like, I distinctly remember the last time I killed an animal. It was an armadillo. Mm. When I did it, I was still young.
I liked you up until that point.
I put my gun down and I just said, no, This doesn't make sense. So it's just, you know, I wish, it's just stupid. It's a stupid sport. It's not even a sport. It's just stupid.
Well,
and I just don't get it anymore.
What was going through in your mind at that moment, Jim, do you think?
I was embarrassed.
Really?
I mean, I think that, yeah, I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. You know, I saw it suffer, and I just kind of like, you know, thought that, and I still remember it. You know, there are times at night when I'm going to sleep and I remember it.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like it was a gratuitous act of cruelty. And, you know, I think sometimes that, you know, your conscience just kind of wells up and says enough.
Oh,
and
God.
Hopefully people will, like, get this message through this, you know, this jerk of a dentist who,
yeah.
You know, God bless him, but I hope he goes bankrupt. So
it sounds like he will. Hey, I really appreciate your sharing how you changed your mind. I mean, I think a lot of people in California are born and raised vegetarians and or vegan, but you made a big decision at some point in your life, and it was based on a lot of solid information, clearly.
No, it was. I think it was based on something bigger than me. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and you know, there's another thing that happens. Can you think of a bigger person who sucked animal grease than Bill Clinton? I mean, what? He was a Southern boy, born and bred, who was always had a weight issue, always ate a lot of animal fats, a big, you know, glutton by his own description. It was the quintuple bypass and the stenting, and a wonderful doctor from the Cleveland Clinic. A wonderful heart guy who put him on a vegan diet. And he says, you know, people say, oh, I can't do that. It would be too hard. He said, well, you can do it. It's up to you to do it or not do it. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Save Bill Clinton's
exactly.
life. So that's another good reason, in addition to, you know, the sort of the torture of animals or the idea that they're not sensate beings. I know Chip today was talking about pigs. Pigs are very, very smart. You know, bacon, we got to have bacon. The pig, as Chip pointed out, can play video games with his nose. So there.
Yeah, and probably beat me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. I really appreciate y'all, you know, doing this. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. See you, man.
And you know, Heather, one of the things people will say, well, you care more about the lion being killed than some person being killed or some baby being aborted. That argument will be raised. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour, too, won't we?
Okay, sounds good.
And we have a guest next hour as well.
Yes, Adrian Ravaroor.
Ravaroor, right?
Yes,
a founder of one of the first gay rights groups in San Francisco at a time when San Francisco was absolutely not gay friendly. In fact, gays got their heads pounded in. And he'll tell us about what it was like then and how he helped it change.
Perfect.
So there.
And that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But first, we have to go to that KGO newsroom and check in with John Lubbertini.
Yes.
You're on the right track to saving big during Sleep Train's Triple Choice Sale. Choose up to 48 months interest-free financing on a huge selection of Tempur-Pedic models. On approved credit, of course, with up to 48 equal monthly payments required.
Or choose to save hundreds on Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets. You can even choose $300 in free gifts with Sleep Train's most popular Stearns & Foster mattresses.
Plus, get free red carpet delivery, free setup and removal, and Sleep Train's 100-night low-price guarantee. The Triple Choice sale is on now, and it's only at Sleep Train.
So head on in to Sleep Train today to triple your choices. Save hundreds on Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets.
Or get 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on Tempur-Pedic. Even take home your choice of $300 in free gifts with Stearns & Foster.
For complete finance information and to find the store nearest you, visit sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price, all guaranteed. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KGOA 10 invites you to Jazz at the Lesher Center. It's another stunning lineup of exceptional jazz artists in this four-concert series on Saturdays in August. The Diablo Regional Arts Association is committed to elevating the quality of performing arts at Lesher Center for the Arts. Don't miss the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Dick Hyman, Cyrus Chestnut, Martin Taylor, and more. Find out more on the events page at KGORadio.com or LesherArtsCenter.org. Jazz at the Lesher Center from KGO 810. KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the firefight in the North Bay.
I am seeing hazy.